Hi, Mountaineer fans. This is I Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're West Virginia grads, West Virginia fans talking West Virginia football. We're back after a few weeks off, getting ready for the bowl game. The heart of Dallas Bowl versus Utah. Boop, how was your Christmas?
It was good.
Good times. Yeah, I had a good time too. Did you get anything good?
I did. I got a signed Odell Beckham Jr. jersey.
That works. Not bad.
And yes, I am a Giants fan.
He is a Giants fan,
ladies. It's been a rough year.
Yeah. His season went down with a broken foot or an ankle, whatever it was.
It's depressing. Not like, if he's on the field, it's so much fun to watch. And right now it's not.
Affected Eli's arm.
It did.
It's crazy. My Christmas was all right. Wife apparently listened to the last podcast, and we were talking about our diet on the last podcast, and I got a whole like bench squat weight set that's in the room next to the pub. That's exciting.
Diet plus weights equals plus weight. Being jacked.
I'm off my diet now. I lasted 18 days on the diet, and then my brother came in and had cheesesteaks and stuff, so I couldn't hold it up.
Well, now you just need to eat really good food and get jacked.
Yeah, I guess, because we're at the pub right now doing a podcast and drinking. We're currently having a beer.
I'm having an awesome beer, so yeah, we just keep drinking them.
Boop and I are splitting one. I got a six-pack in kind of a stocking gift type deal, and we are splitting a bourbon barrel stout.
Yeah, it's a little coffee. It's pretty good.
It's not bad. A little coffee. What other beer are you drinking? Since we're splitting this one.
A lager.
And I'm drinking what? Dominican beer. So something light to go along with our coffee. Yes. Beers.
Mix and match.
So, back to the game, Boop. West Virginia coming in 7-5. Utah 6-6. Utah's head coach, Kyle Whittingham, is 10-1 entering this bowl game against West Virginia.
He's good.
Awesome.
Yeah,
for us, no.
Love that record, but yeah, no. Not bad for us, and no Greer.
I know. And no Crawford. Crawford's sitting out. Ooh. How do you feel about that? What were your thoughts on players now? The in vogue thing is to sit out bowl games if you have a chance to go pro.
I mean, the injury thing is for real. You get injured and don't get drafted, it can affect everything that you have going on. And if you do play and play awesome and it rises your stock in the draft, that's great too. But yeah, you just got to pick and choose. And he chose not to play, and I understand. Especially without Greer there, his day might not have been as good anyways. Why take the chance of an injury? Even if he's not getting drafted, he'll still be on a team by next year because he's a good running back.
I get it. I really do. But man, growing up, this was like my thing. Like, you're in school.
Oh, you never sat out the bowl.
No, you never sat out the bowl. And then, like, Christmas happens, and boom, a little bit of Christmas. And then it's bowl week, which is awesome. So it's bowl football, and then a little bit of New Year's, and then the big bowls. It's awesome. So now when athletes decide to kind of sit out a bowl, it kind of affects the product that's on the field. But if that is the case, why do you not let true freshmen that were redshirted for the year play without penalty in a bowl game, since your big studs might choose to opt out and sit? The people that you have that were redshirted, let them play for the game without penalty, because you have new blood that you don't necessarily, it's live speed. You don't know how they're going to react, and don't penalize them.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, I can't say I'm the first one with it, but let them play, man. I mean, seriously, let your young guns get out there, see what they can do.
That's actually a great idea. I've never heard of that.
Thanks. I don't know if I'm taking full credit.
Maybe
but
you should just
whatever.
Step in and be on the board. Get up there.
Hey, I'll do it. Thoughts on the West Virginia uniforms?
I liked them.
I did too.
I like the coordination. Yeah, we're all about color coordination over here and everything that goes on, and I thought they looked good.
I like the yellow helmets.
Yep.
Nice pop of color, then the it navy did. Blue, pop of yellow pants, which is kind of custom, but whatever.
It was nice playing a team that didn't have remotely the same colors as us, so it's always awesome.
Yeah,
red.
We can actually tell.
Yep. So you can tell where everybody is. Not that that helped us today. But
it didn't help us?
Nope.
All right, well, let's get into it, Boop. West Virginia got the ball first. Punt. three plays. Actually, what? I'll just skip right down to it. Our first, what, three possessions for West Virginia offense were three and outs.
Ew, yeah.
Not a good way to start any game, let alone a bowl game. So
no, nothing worked right. Chuggs is somewhat inaccurate, even with so many weeks to prepare with his receivers, and it just nothing looked good for a lot of the game.
A lot of the game. And I can't even say Chuggs, yes, Chuggs struggled. That was apparent. Play calling, little suspect.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure which way they were. You know what? If you're not sure which way you're going to go with, run. If you're going to pass it, if you're going to try to mix it. It was all scrambled up. I felt like play calling was not there, didn't necessarily help out the situation. What, first and long, second and long, you run a wildcat, get stuffed at the line, all of a sudden it's third and long, and now you're scrambling again. It was just...
They were trying to feel it out. It wasn't working out. Yeah, it's run the wildcat like you did in Oklahoma. At least we had some good offensive output there.
You know what's coming. Yeah, you knew as an offense, you're like, you know what? We're just going to pound it, and that's what they did.
They were a little confused out there.
Yeah, Utah didn't necessarily start out that way. Their quarterback, Huntley, ran a 17-yard zone read, and then our linebacker missed the quarterback in the backfield, which would have kind of killed the drive, I believe, and then their running back, Zach Moss, right up the gut.
That's our weakness.
West Virginia's been vulnerable up the middle all year.
Gone.
Scampered 58-yard touchdown. He let up.
Yeah,
he let up the gas. Around the 10-yard line. I was like, he's
they're on your heels still, yeah. But yeah, the fact that you were able to do that, he right up the gut. There was no one there. He was gone.
Yeah, but Utah touchdown 7-0. Ugh, they started off right and
58 yards punch you in the mouth is after a 3-and-out by us. It's just that. We need to pick it up.
Yeah, pretty much that was all the scoring, essentially, in the first quarter. And really, I'm just going to move on from there. We get into the second quarter. A 4th-and-3, great catch by Jennings. He high-pointed the ball. It was a great hand catch.
It was a nice catch.
It was a really good catch. And then we ended up with a 28-yard field goal to draw a little bit closer. Utah 7, West Virginia 3.
I thought that was like our best drive of the game, which is pretty sad since it's the beginning of the second quarter, end of the first there. Like, we actually had rhythm. We ran, we threw, we figured things out, and we got a field goal out of it, which stinks, but that was the best thing that we did on the day. Sorry, people.
Yeah, I mean, our defense played fairly well. They kept us enough in the game. Our offense didn't do anything, so they had to show up. We held them to a couple punts. Granted, Utah kind of stubbed their own toe. I think their tight end dropped the ball, hit him, if you would like to call it, the midsection.
Is it chest? Abs? The abs that we're going to get from your wave set and stuff?
Yeah, he dropped it, so I don't know. West Virginia, later on, we run into the punter. The ball hits Sims for a fumble, and it's Utah ball after we held him.
That's it. Our defense was actually playing pretty well.
They were.
3-and-outs or 4-and-outs and holding them close other than that first drive where we were in the game. And, yeah, that muff punt in our end. And what are they going to do? They're going to convert on a turnover. That's what teams do against those.
You have to, yep. So 3 plays later, fake pitch right, and quarterback pretty much takes the ball left and walks in for a touchdown, putting up Utah 14-3. 3 plays, but that's what happens.
Another dual threat quarterback. We cannot handle them. Like, it looked like every time he went to like fake and throw and run, he was open. He was just, there's a big gap and he just kind of scampered off. It's like, we can't handle it. And fake toss, 2-yard touchdown. What, 14-3?
Yep. We get the ball back. We can't really convert. I think it was 3 plays. We punt it again. Utah gets the ball back, goes down for a field goal, puts them up 17-3. Yeah, we're scrambling at this point.
We are. I mean, our defense is still getting, at this point, we already have like 2, like, we're getting sacks, we're getting in, we're doing things, but we can't stop them when our defense is back on the field after 3 plays. They can't do anything about it. And, you know, not punting at 60 yards every time. I'd like him to punt it everywhere since we're going to punt as much.
We get the ball back. I think there's about a minute left before halftime. We come out, and I believe it was a wildcat formation. I think McCoy was the quarterback. We ran a fake jet sweep. McCoy gave it to Jennings, and Jennings threw it back to McCoy. It was like a yard behind him, maybe level, incomplete. It had potential. It just didn't work. Nothing worked.
Pulling anything out to get anything going at this point, right before halftime, which messed us up in the Oklahoma game, trying to be tricky too. So,
not to mention Chugs misses a wide open Sims down the sideline. It would have been a touchdown, but it was one of those throws that he had all day. Like, dude was open. It was overthrown.
He was throwing high. I don't. These guys are pretty big.
Yeah, I would say they average probably 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, it's not like they're small guys. He was floating the ball, and it wasn't looking good.
No, so after that miss, that would have been a touchdown. And those are key. you're going to get points. He's wide open. No one's catching him. I mean, that ball could have been slightly underthrown. No one was catching him. It wouldn't matter. So we didn't get any points. We punt the ball. It's halftime. 17-3. We need to regroup. We need to do something.
I wrote, thank God, in my notes that we hit halftime because we needed to go into halftime and actually figure something out because it wasn't going.
My notes was Chugs had some misses, had some time in the pocket, and missed some scoring opportunities that need to be had. So yeah. That was our quick assessment of the first half. Like West Virginia, we're going to go in and regroup. I think I'm rehydrated. How about yourself?
Possibly. We changed beers.
We did change beers. We're trying a different one on top of our other... other beer that we're drinking?
Several.
We switched it back to some sort of IPA on top of the other ones that we're doing here.
6.6% IPA.
All right.
To go with my lager and coffee and whatever. It's awesome.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than we did on the field.
It's helping.
First of all, I tried to rewatch the game since we're a few days behind. It was very, very hard to rewatch this game. It was difficult. Like I tried, and I was like,
"Our offense is bad without Greer."
It wasn't good.
I mean, McCoy can do it, but he can't. When you don't have him, we're missing two linemen. We're missing the quarterback. Sills doesn't have a catch in his game. 5 targets, no catches for Biletnikoff award finalist.
Yeah,
that's not good, man.
No. And I chugging off. Just take a little bit off of it. Take a little off in the second half. Some overthrows. Let's take a little off.
How many weeks did he have?
Apparently not enough preparation.
Because I know they finished finals in like the 14th or so of December probably. So he had plenty of time to sling the ball around to these guys. And it should have been a little bit more on point with all that practice he got.
Well, let's hope so. Coming out of halftime, our defense, we give up a few chunk yards, whatever. They're driving, but we held them to a punt. We get the ball back. White had a catch along the sideline, and I thought he drug his right toe. It was very bang-bang. They caught it incomplete. I thought it was a completion, but the replay... I don't know. It was so weird because it was so fast that they showed, like... I felt like one replay, and then the punting unit was out there, and I'm like, whoa, slow it down. Use the clock. Or at least call a timeout. Something. Anything. Whoa, it was so bang-bang. I was like, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
It was not going our way.
It was never reviewed. So we punt. Utah gets the ball back. David Long has a huge sack. Leads to a punt. West Virginia, we get in there to block the punt.
We did.
The punter fumbles the ball. W's recovers.
That's what we needed.
We needed something
like
that.
Did that happen?
We get the ball. First and goal. Let's see. McCoy Wildcat. No game. incompletion to Jennings. On third and goal, Chugs missed Sims in the end zone. He was open. He threw it high again, Boop.
Is it windy?
I guess there was a little bit of rain.
But everything was high. He wasn't missing behind. Yep. It was high.
Yeah, and so frustrating. Anyway, you get that opportunity. You want a touchdown, but we come out with a field goal. So Utah 17, West Virginia 6.
At that point, you know, if we're not scoring on a turnover inside their 20, the 9-yard line, that's just, it's not going to happen today. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Short field.
Pretty
touchdown.
Much in between whatever the third quarter, punts, not much happening. We get into the fourth quarter. West Virginia essentially holds Utah to a punt. We're offsides on the punt. Later on, Utah goes for it. They get it. They get a touchdown. It was awesome, and there was holding that negated Utah's touchdown, so it brings it back, but it was still first down Utah because of where the holding was placed, so it was still first down. So we're holding them, and then we get a pass interference.
Penalties.
Pretty much one of those inopportune times, pass interference, first and goal, Huntley, another TD run, puts Utah up 24-6.
Fourth down, offsides.
I know.
Let's set it off. Okay. They score, call back, pass interference. Like it was not going.
That's how the day went, man. That's how the day went.
We're not a big Texas. We stay out of Texas.
Stay out of Texas. So Utah's up 24-6. West Virginia gets the ball back. We had a quarterback, running back, fumbled exchange.
It shot into his hands, and it looked like he didn't have it at that point, and then was still trying to hand it off, and it just the ball was flopping around, and he couldn't dive into his lineman's knees to go get the ball, and you saw the frustration, but we can't do anything.
It's sloppy. An obvious talent gap.
Yes.
From Greer to Chugs.
And you'd hope that there wouldn't be that big of a gap.
Yes. We were hoping the gap to be a lot smaller when you bring your backups in.
And with the bowl game, it's like, that's a lot of practice. I was hoping that, you know, he figured out his timing with his receivers and, you know, the offense, and we're not running the Wildcat every play, so he should have something rhythm-wise, and it's not there.
It's not. No. The chemistry between wide receivers, it's just not like Greer. Greer makes...
Thank God Greer's coming
throws.
Back.
Thank you, Greer. Thank you, Sills.
Yeah,
he's coming
Sills,
back too.
Greer is going to be awesome next year, because if this game proves anything, we need to recruit another quarterback.
Well, we have one, I think. I think one's coming in, so that's exciting.
We'll hit that up then.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But after the fumbled exchange, Utah gets the ball back. That tight end that dropped another one, I think his name, what's ironic is, they run a double reverse. He's wide open, so he's kind of falling backwards. The tight end's name is Handley. Handley. He banks into his hands and he drops it. Would have been a touchdown, but his lacking of hands.
That is ironic, and that's horrible.
It was a touchdown. It was like one of those tight end dreams. You're just like, it's right there. And
yet,
then
they still take advantage of a turnover.
They did. They got points. That's all they need.
He's pushing it away from us.
Yeah, so Utah's up 27-6. West Virginia, at this point, they showed a stat. We had 84 total yards for West Virginia in the game, essentially midway through the fourth quarter.
Unfortunately, that's pretty pathetic.
That's not going to win you first
anything?
Game, regular season game, second game, bowl games. That's us. Tough.
Kansas could possibly handle us. I mean, thank God our defense is like keeping us in the game, but that's bad. That's no bueno.
Yeah, no, it's not. Our defense, once again, trying. Fuller got a fumble recovery, and Chuggs comes back out, and I think threw an interception.
We got a turnover. Interception.
Right,
and
back
what did
to
he
him.
Do? Double coverage.
Yep.
You know, trying to force it. Just
lack of experience, trying to make something happen. Interception. Utah gets the ball back, field goal, 24 yards, puts Utah up 30-6.
I say, like, you know, we're turning the ball over in our own end. Our defense is actually turning it into a field goal, which is great.
Yep.
You know, you
rather
got the
give
ball
up three
bad
than
short
six.
Field, and you're holding them to three. That's great, but our offense is so bad right now that it's killing the defense.
We get the ball back. Chuggs hits Jennings for 30 yards, and then Chuggs eventually hits White for a touchdown, 18 yards. He may have pushed off a little bit. He may have fallen the DB.
Either way,
doesn't matter.
If
we'll
the DB's still standing, he doesn't catch the ball. It's not a touchdown, but he did. He
makes it 30-12, and boop, what, they went for two, right?
They did. McCoy Tebow jump pass.
Awesome.
Tim Tebow jump pass to the tight end Wesco, and 2 points.
What'd you do after that? We went for an onside kick.
We did. I was so excited.
Penn State Kenny and I were sitting at the pub, and we're having a few beers watching the game and trying to take notes, and we both started flipping out. We got one. We finally got
0 for 27 this year, and we did get an onside kick. Jennings boxed out. Utah didn't want to move, and he fell on the ball exactly on 10 yards, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
It finally worked, but at this point, and see our offense be able to generate a touchdown anyways. But.
No, Chuggs, I believe, had another interception.
No.
That's essentially boop. I think my notes ended there. I'm not going to lie. Kenny and I, Penn State Kenny, we were like, wow, it's over. So we just continued to do what we do.
I had shocker in parentheses that he threw a pick at this point because he was 9 of 28 for 129 yards, a touchdown, which the DB fell down, 2 picks, and a fumble. And a partridge and a pear tree, because it was just, it wasn't good.
Nice. But we were struggling all the way around. I mean, our rushing game couldn't get anything. McCoy had 14 carries for 31 yards. His longest was 7. When you're running.
He's a good runner.
He is. I'm not blaming it on him. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, we just could not establish the run. And if your longest run of the game is 7 yards, let me see. Zach Moss' longest run for Utah is 58. He had 150 for one touchdown. We had 31 yards rushing from our leading rusher. That's
their
tough.
Backup had 2 touchdowns. They just ran. They ran all over us. They found our weakness.
Jennings was our leading receiver with 3 catches for 66 yards. No touchdowns for him.
Nope. And Sills, 0 catches.
0 catches. They had him blanketed a lot. I know that there was a safety over top, but, I mean, you just
five
need
targets,
to feed him the ball.
It's just not, yeah. You feed him the ball. I mean, no receiver had more than 3 catches.
Defense showed up. I mean, they played fairly well. Kazir White, what, he had 13 tackles, I believe?
Yeah, he played well.
Sack.
He had 13,
David,
1 sack.
David Long Jr., the man himself.
He did.
2.5 sacks. That's
career
awesome.
Day for him. We had 6 sacks total, which is great for our defense. We had 2 fumble recoveries. Like, they played well. The defense played well.
They were
on the field a lot.
Yes, they were. But they played enough that if our offense showed up, we would have been in the game or probably would have had a chance to win. But unfortunately, we didn't do much offensively, which puts our defense out there. So
159 total yards on offense is pathetic. 2 for 14 on third downs, which is we're not good on third down. We need to clean that up somehow in the offseason, but yeah, we weren't good, and I thought we played pretty decent defense against a dual-threat quarterback, which we have trouble with, but we had no offense.
No, there was none. It was frustrating.
It was very frustrating. It was a tough game to watch.
I mean, and I like bowls, like going in, I'm excited. I was like, you know, this is the last chance to see our team play before the long break before the next season. It's kind of disappointing to go out with a 30-14 loss. I mean, you look for a bowl win to carry over momentum into the next spring,
right,
going into summer camp, and then going into fall practice, and then fall ball. Losing the way we did kind of hurts a little bit, but we're getting Greer back.
We are.
We're getting Sills back. Yeah, so we're getting our studs back. So as much as this hurts and kind of stunts momentum, getting those guys back, getting them healthy, and getting ready to roll for next year, that's huge.
It is, and you know, you don't want to go out on the Oklahoma game. That was a bad loss, so you wanted one more and you get the bowl game, but this didn't work.
You wanted to get the good feelings back.
Yeah, even if it was a close game, we had some momentum of like, yeah, this is it. We're going to the offseason program. We had some good things with our backup guys, and you know, for the seniors, it's a bad way to go out for them, but they're good enough. Hopefully we see some of them in the league because the Whites, they're good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, West Virginia – we always have some sort of secondary wide receivers
in the
draft.
You'll see them go
in
it. We got good players. So,
no, we look forward to seeing you play at the next level. Ones that are coming back, awesome. Can't wait to talk about you.
Absolutely.
So, what we pretty much discussed that we're going to try and do
a recruiting
one in February for signing day. So, we'll be back for that. But after the loss to Utah in the heart of Dallas Bowl, West Virginia's record falls to 7-6. First of all, I'd like to say some thanks.
Yes.
Hey, sound guy Zach. Appreciate it. He comes over and has some beers with us and helps us out.
He did a good job this year. Thank you, Zach.
Sean, he kind of designed our logo for Eye Down the Musket. It kind of started off with, hey, Eye Down the Musket, let's do a podcast. All of a sudden,
here,
hey, Sean, right, do us a drawing. So we had a logo. So much appreciated to the both of you.
People came through for us.
Yeah, much appreciated. Thank you. Well, we'll be heading into the off season. Like I said, we'll try and do a recruiting podcast, but West Virginia going in the off season, get better. We'll try and get better. Until signing day, boop, let's go.
Mountaineers.